You have reached the emergency roadside assistance. My name is Shalise. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes.
Okay, and are you calling from a safe location?
Yeah, I mean, I'm on the side of the road.
All right, can I please have your first name?
Micah Orr.
Spell it for me.
M-I-C-A-H. My last name's O-R-R.
All right, and what's a good callback number just in case you're disconnected?
765-462-6456.
Thank you. That was 765-462-6456.
Yes.
All right, Ms. Ola, would you like to receive mobile text updates regarding the status of your service today?
Yeah, that's fine. My name is Micah, though.
All right. Message and data rates may apply. 1 second. All right. All right. Can I have your member ID number?
00151339 27.
All right. And would you verify the address registered to the policy for me, please?
712 North 13th Street, Richmond, Indiana, 47374.
Your make, model, and color of the vehicle?
It's a Ford Edge 2013. It's gray.
All right, and what's going on with your vehicle?
I have a flat tire.
All right, do you have your spare?
I have it with me, yeah.
All right, and which tire is flat?
It's on the, it's the left passenger, hold on, the left passenger one, I believe.
The left front?
The back one, the left back one.
All right. All right, and it's just one tire that's flat?
Yes.
All right, does your vehicle have locking hubcaps or wheels?
I'm not 100%. I don't think they, I don't know. I'm not even going to lie, I don't know.
Okay. Do your vehicle have lug nuts or does it have that big block on them?
They have lug nuts on them, I believe.
All right, thank you. Does your spare tire require a special tool to remove it?
I'm not, I don't know.
All right, 1 second. All right, where are you located?
So I am like, I was on my, actually on my way home from Dayton. So I'm right before like exit 26, but I'm not at exit 26 yet. You can see, like, I can see where it says gas at exit 26.
Okay, and where, what state are you in?
It would be Ohio.
All right, so do you see the TA Travel Center?
No, I don't see that.
Okay, are you on Highway 70, Interstate 70?
Yes.
Okay.
All I can see is like... All I can see right now is, like, a blue sign, and it says gas, exit 26.
Okay, 1 second. Okay. All right. Turn your location on your phone, and then I'm going to send you a text message. Click on that text message and give me the coordinates so I can be able to pinpoint exactly where you are.
So do I have to go in settings and do that?
Yes, you'll need to go to settings, and then turn on your location.
Where's the setting? All right, so then I have to go to, is that what I find location at?
No.
Or is it what's it actually under?
Type in the search bar location. What type of phone do you have?
I have an iPhone.
Okay, so you can type in the search bar location and it'll pull it up.
I can see where it says share my location, but...
It should have a location privacy option.
Okay, I see it.
Let me know when you turned it on.
Let's see. I see share my location, lock sound, reset location, privacy. I don't see where.
Okay, you can go to reset location privacy.
Okay, reset location privacy. Okay, it says prepare for a new iPhone. Make sure everyone is ready to transfer to a new iPhone, even if you don't currently have enough iPod for us to get back and get started. So I hit reset or erase all content.
All right, your phone is different from mine. You don't see just location.
Mm-mm. Hold on, let me scroll down. I'm not good with phones. I'm not even going to lie to you. I'm old school.
All right, do you use your Google Maps often?
Mm-hmm.
Go to that and click on the current location. Or you can go to that text message and just click on it and see if it gives you something that'll let you know if it's on or not. But if you use your Google Maps, it should be on. Just click on a little blue dot.
Yeah, I did. I hit Google Map and I put always.
Okay. So click on that blue dot, double tap it, and it'll give you some coordinates or it'll give you an address. Should pull up my location and then you'll scroll down and it'll give you some coordinates and details.
Ooh, it says like, hold on, it's making me sign in. Oh my God, this is ridiculous.
Okay, did you click on that text message and see if it allows you to get your location?
You sent me a text message?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Latitude, it's some latitude thing.
Okay, give me that.
It says the latitude is 39.855274, and then longitude is -84.305583.
Thank you. All right. And what way are you headed? Are you headed?
I would be heading like I'm going like home. So I wouldn't be. I would be going. Let me see if I can turn my.
Are you going east, west, south, north?
Hold on. It just says that I'm driving near South Prairie Hills Drive.
So you're driving north,
like that's where it says on my location. Like I turned everything on.
Okay.
It says driving near South Prairie Hills Drive. Like I'm at a complete stop though.
Okay, so you're by the sign that has the Shell gas station picture on it?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So you're headed towards what's home, Indiana?
Yeah, Richmond, Indiana, yeah.
All right, thank you. All right, so I do have you mapped and located. I'm going to go ahead and reach out to a provider for you and get you dispatched. Once I have you dispatched, you'll receive a text message with their name, phone number, and their ETA. Did you have any questions?
No, how long will that take?
It depends on their availability. I have to call them and get an ETA.
Okay. So, like, sure. Why see this? Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.